Hey, besides everything that's going on at the Y, they are celebrating 125 years this year. Who knew? We're about to find out from Bonnie Gretzner, Communication Director Extraordinaire at the Y. Bonnie, a lot of stuff going on there.
We do have a lot going on. It's exciting. It's exciting.
Yeah, so what? How are you marking 125?
Yeah, so we officially turn 125 on Thursday. That's the official day, and we have some membership specials. Our join fees are $1.25, so we're sticking with that 125 theme. We have some special commemorative T-shirts. They have this really neat design that we had done just for the 125, and we are also giving tours to anyone who wants them. We're happy to take them through the facility, show them what we're doing to keep everyone safe, and we're just excited. It's just 125. That's a long time.
that's a good run, I would say.
It sure is, and it's something that all of us who work at the Y are, you know, it's something to be pretty proud of, to be part of an organization that has such a long history in Jackson.
Absolutely. So what are the protocols right now as far as COVID at the Y?
Yep, so right now you do need to wear a mask in most areas of the facility except for the pool and the locker rooms. We have changed our traffic pattern, so it's a one-way traffic pattern, so some of our hallways are a little bit narrow, so this way there's no congestion in the hallways. We have taken our small gym and we've kind of made that like a second fitness center, so we've moved a lot of the equipment in there so everything is spaced out, and we're still doing some of our courts and our pools by reservation, so you can reserve a lap lane, so you've got that lane to yourself. You can reserve a basketball court, so just, you know, a number of things that we're doing to keep people apart and safe. And also our team, they go through the facility about every 3 hours and just cleaning all the common surfaces as well. So mm-hmm. Just a little bit extra there.
So certainly you have a variety of memberships. I know I used to always get this question from even my relatives that were coming into town. Can I go to the Y for a week or a month? Or I know you get a lot of college kids that come back and use the Y.
So we're slowly adding those services back. So right now we're still at that reduced capacity. So
right.
Except for when we have little specials and things, right now we're open for our members. So this coming week is a great time to join the Y with those, you know, with that $1.25 join fee. And that's why we're also, as I said, happy to take you through the facility and show you around. But right now we're still at that reduced capacity, and we want to make sure that everything is open for our members.
So just slowly getting back, right?
We are. So this month we've been able to add a few more things. We've got some more in-person classes. We still have our virtual classes, but we were able to add a few more in-person classes, and we've been able to open our Summit branch back up for the classes as well. Taekwondo's back. We've added a couple more classes in the pool. So we're slowly, you know, we're doing it gradually, but we're slowly being able to get back to a little bit more each month, it seems.
Pretty exciting news yesterday with the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Jackson.
Yeah, it sure was. It was so exciting to actually be able to announce that news and that partnership, and it just makes so much sense. It's just such a perfect fit, it seems like, because, you know, our missions are just so closely aligned with helping kids, and we're just, you know, the more we talk about it, the more possibilities we can see with that partnership, so it's great. And one thing that Tony Hollow had said that really stuck with me was that there are 60 kids right now, you know, still on a waiting list to get their adult mentor. And you just know that, you know, being right there at the YMCA, so many more people are going to see about it and hear about it. So it's really exciting.
So Thursday's the big day. Well, you got a cake coming in? And
well, everything's a little bit different this year, it seems like, with COVID. So we're going to have balloons and other fun stuff, but we may hold off on the cake this year.
Hey, thanks, Bonnie, for stepping by.
Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Bonnie Gretzner, Communication Director at the Y. So Thursday, 125 candles on that cake.